You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to the Thursday episode of Help I Suck at Dating, the caller section, one of our favorite sections. Dean is still backpacking with no cell service, so let's just all make sure, let's just start writing letters to him and hopefully he gets them. We have three callers coming in. We have Megan, Alyssa, and Caleb. Telling their story about, if they need any advice or how they suck at dating or maybe how they don't suck at dating. So let's get the first caller up here, Megan. Oh, and Becca's joining us. Becca's back. Becca Tilly is back, ladies and gentlemen, to help with these callers. So let's bring Megan up on the line. Megan, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello, Megan. How are you? Welcome to Help I Suck at Dating.
Thank you.
So what can help with?
Well, I've been dating a guy for 3 months and things are going well. But he's invited me to meet his siblings who are going to be in town soon. And he wants to set up a trip actually for Labor Day weekend. My only reservation is that he's never dated anyone else besides me. Like, we're moving fast. I mean, I want a long-term relationship, but I'm just anxious that he doesn't know how to be in a long-term relationship. From what I can tell, he was a player before we met, and he wanted to wait till he found the right girl to be in a relationship and introduce to his family. But I mean, what do you think about all of this?
I gotta be honest, from now I don't know much, but it feels like you're living a lot of people's dreams. Like, you got him, you know, like a lot of, it feels like if you said he was a player, there's been a lot of people trying to get him. And now you got him. You're meeting the family. You're in. This is it.
Oh my gosh. I didn't think of it that way. Like, I won the golden ticket.
Yeah. So how old are you guys?
30.
Okay, so you're both 30. So I don't know. I mean, if you're ready for a long-term relationship and he seems all in, maybe he hasn't been in a long, I mean, has he been in relationships before? Just nothing long-term?
He's never been in a long-term relationship. I mean, like, a couple weeks. Yeah, not much at all.
Is it that you don't trust him, or is it that you feel like he's moving too fast and has never had this experience before?
The latter. Like, he's moving too fast and he's never had this experience, so is he even sure that I'm the right one? Or is it just like, oh, he wants to be in a long-term relationship, so I'm, you know, I was there at the right time. It's not really about me. You know what I mean?
Here's my question, because I can't figure out from your question. Do you like him?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, yes. Yes, no, I like him a lot. I'm just nervous that we're moving too fast.
Have you been in a long-term relationship before?
I have. I've been in a long-term relationship before. It was about 2 years.
And so you met the whole fam and all that stuff?
Yes. Yes. I've done this before.
What aspect of the relationship do you think is moving too quickly?
It's only been 3 months, you know, and because he's never been in a serious relationship, it's like, why now? I don't know. I just worry that he just wants it so badly that it might not be about me. It might just be about him being like, I haven't been in a serious relationship. People are giving me a hard time because I'm 30.
Yeah. I mean, that's something you could totally address with him. I think he'd, you should talk to him about that and just see kind of where his head is at. But, you know, sometimes I feel that in my own life, at least, if something is going too well, I like to self-sabotage it because I'm like, wow, it's going too well. Like, this obviously can't be real. But sometimes it is. And, you know, of course, don't rush. You know, I'm not saying marry this guy right now. But, you know, I think meeting the family and kind of taking steps towards a long distance, you know, taking steps towards building a strong foundation for a strong future. I don't know if that's the worst thing. Yeah, I mean, listen, if he's like, hey, let's get married tomorrow, then yeah, tell him to slow down a little bit and, you know, let's relax. Yeah. And I understand where your reservations are, but I wouldn't see them as giant red flags. I would kind of go with the flow and especially if you like him and you want to build something with this person, like don't just ruin it because you're scared that it might be moving too quickly. You know, certainly slow things down a little bit, but I wouldn't be too concerned.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It might be that he's, because you said you feel like he's a player, and it might be that he's never found someone that he wanted to introduce to his family or people that he loves. So maybe he's just really excited to like get to that step and see what they think of you because he really likes you. So I'm with Jared. I think you just enjoy it. And maybe if it comes, if it's not settling in you, then maybe you bring it up to him and just say like, this is what I'm feeling and I really like you, I like where this is going, but I think also just enjoy it, because like Jared said at the beginning, it sounds like you got what everyone's wanted from him.
I think you're right. That's such a good point. Thank you so much.
Anytime. So thanks for calling.
Good
in
luck.
Thank you.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Becca, I've always been the person too that I guess I've never seen meeting the parents as like the biggest deal. Is that bad?
No, because I think it's important for the people that we love to love the person we're with, but there's been such a like societal expectation that your parents or your family has to love who you're with, and like the pressure of meeting the family. So I actually appreciate that about you, that you're like,
well, especially coming from such a small state, that like my family is such a big part of my life, that I never really thought of like, oh man, now they're meeting my parents, this is a huge deal. It was more like, I've definitely been in short-term relationships with people that have met my parents because like I had to go pick up my dog or something like that. I'm like, yeah, just come with me. And then you meet my mom and dad. And so maybe I was naive or ignorant, but I remember too on Bachelorette with Caitlin, you know, the week before hometowns, so many guys were like, you know, I don't know if I, you know, am in love with Caitlin as much as I need to be in order for her to meet my parents. And I remember always like nodding, being like, yeah. But in the back of my head, I'm like, I would love for Caitlin to meet my parents. Like, yeah, meet my mom and dad. Like, of course, come to Rhode Island.
Yeah, my parents would... Literally, this was kind of in my later like high school, early college. If I went on a date with a guy, he was expected to like come in and meet them. So like, poor guys now looking back. But yeah, it was always like that expectation. So I'm the same as you. Like I always felt like I was like nodding like, yeah, this is a huge deal. But now I'm like, what?
Yeah, you know, it's fun.
It's just people.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
They're just people.
Yeah. You might not even like them, you know? I mean, they're fine people.
Yeah.
All right, so our next caller is Alyssa. Alyssa.
Hi.
Hey, Alyssa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing very well.
Great.
What can we help with?
So I am... I've been kind of down in the dumps lately since... Literally every person I know is either married or in a relationship where I've nearly made it to 30 without even coming close to having a serious relationship. I feel like I must be doing something wrong. And especially since everyone I know seems to not have a problem meeting someone. And I'm kind of worried that I might be too picky, but I want to keep my standards high. So I'm wondering, like, do I need to be more open and date people that I usually wouldn't? Like, what am I doing wrong?
I doubt you're doing anything wrong, Alyssa. You know, obviously the title of this podcast is Help I Suck at Dating, but it's, you know, meant to be playful. I doubt you're doing anything wrong. I'm sure that you just haven't met the right person yet. And also, I know you said you're down in the dumps right now because everybody around you is married. I totally get that. I've been in situations like that before I was with Ashley, where it's like everybody's in a relationship, everybody's coupled up. So like you go to these places and you're by yourself and they're, you know, spending time with their significant other. But at the same time, you got to also remember, you don't have to answer to anybody, which is quite nice. Like if you want to go take a ride, you could just take a drive. Like for me, I got to get a babysitter. I got to talk to Ashley. I got to make sure she's not doing anything. Like there's so many times I come home from work, I'm like, oh man, I just wish I could go play golf. And she's like, you don't want to go on a date with me? And I'm like, no, of course I do. But like, damn, I wish I just had some alone time. So don't ever take that. Don't ever take that for granted, Alyssa. It's a very important part of life.
Yeah.
I just want to say like, this is Becca, by the way. I dated Robert, my ex-boyfriend, when I think I was like 28 to somewhere in that range. But my first serious relationship, which is the one I'm in now, didn't happen until I was literally about to turn 30. And I think I'm so grateful for the time I had to like be independent and have these moments by myself, like Jared said, of doing whatever I wanted to do. And actually, my girlfriend's on tour right now, and I'm kind of like living this like not single life, but I'm alone, and I'm realizing all my friends are in relationships and have their own things going on. And of course, if I was like, hey, can I come hang out or whatever, they would obviously have me. But I'm learning to do things that I love to do by myself and in like enjoying them. And I think Jared's right. Like, you're going to come to a point where you do have all these things and you don't have the independence that comes with being a single person. Like, you can still be independent as someone in a relationship, but I think it's so, so beautiful to be able to have this time by yourself. And I know it feels like everyone's moving on to new phases in their life, but I think just like soak this time in. And also don't be so, I think standards are so important. I don't think you should ever lower them or settle, but I do think being open to dating people that maybe you would never have considered in the beginning, like you might connect with someone that you never expect. So I think just like being open to different types of people in relationships, and just not overthinking it, like just dating and have fun as much as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also to bounce that point off of Becca, you know, Ashley, my wife, was not in a relationship. Her first boyfriend was when she was 30. That was her first boyfriend. So, you know, sometimes it comes later in life, even though 30 is still very young. So definitely don't, you know, try not to be down in the dumps about it. I mean, relationships are incredible. You know, being able to share your love with someone is incredible, but loving yourself is, you know, probably the most important thing you can do. You know, I wish you nothing but the best of luck, Alyssa. Thank you so much for calling in. But definitely, you know, keep your head up high. I guarantee it's not anything you're doing. It's just kind of the way life is. I know for a fact it wasn't anything Ashley was doing. I know it wasn't anything Becca was doing. It just wasn't time yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so refreshing to hear. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you,
Alyssa. Good luck, Alyssa. You're great.
All right, well, that's actually going to do it. Our last caller, unfortunately, is ghosting us. So hopefully Caleb can come back next week, where he'll suck a little bit less if he shows up. But I appreciate all the phone calls. Megan, Alyssa, thank you so much for calling in. Please keep calling in, guys. We love it. It's our favorite part of the segment. We love doing these little Thursday podcasts. We love you guys listening. Thank you so much. Becca, once again, you're amazing. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
You're the best. Thanks for helping me suck less.
Hey, anytime. Give Phoebe a big kiss for me. She's right there.
I will. She's right here.
All right, guys. Well, make sure you tune in next week, where hopefully we all suck just a little less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City in Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.